Take it away.
Okay. Good morning. I'm going to give you a talk about the Russian federated data storage prototype for LHC experiments and data intensive science. I'm here on behalf of the Big Data Lab on Kurchatov Institute today. And roughly a year and a half ago, we have received a grant of the Russian Fund for Basic Research to explore and investigate the possibility of deploying the federated data storage on Russian sites. And our primary objective was to lower the requirements for manpower, because we have in Russia the situation that we have many tier twos, and in most cases it's just one guy managing the resource, and sometimes configuring the complicated storage for experiments that have different requirements and stuff is too much of a hassle. So that was the primary idea. And initially we have centers, we have joined a test bed with centers in St. Petersburg region, two of them, around Moscow. And we also have CERN and DESI now connected, because these are like long distance centers from Moscow. Otherwise having a federation just in one town is not that interesting. So the basic considerations that we had in the beginning of this project was a single entry point, the scalability and integrity for the federation, the optimization of data transfer, so that you don't go through a single bottleneck for the data transfer from different locations. Of course, stability and fault tolerance, so that like a failure of a single site should not affect others, because this is like all the members of the federation are managed by different people. And also, of course, we wanted to build in virtual namespace, so there is no dependency on external catalogs and all this stuff that was developed over years inside experiments. So we wanted that to be present presented as a single logical namespace. As an initial choice for the storage solutions, we had selected EOS and Dcache, and the very first was EOS. For practical reasons, because we knew that the use is based on XRoot, and we also knew that many experiments, CMS for instance, have already deployed federated XRoot infrastructure unrelated to EOS, but that technology was already there, so we thought this is a good choice. And also Dcache is very popular among tier ones and also well-known solutions, so we wanted to check if we could maybe deploy Dcache in a federated scenario. So that's how the testbed looks like. We have like five sites and five centers in Moscow, around Moscow. Well, the Dubna is a bit far away from Moscow, the GNR, and all the other centers are like inside the town. And in St. Petersburg, we have two centers, like 50 kilometers apart, I guess. And also we have like a client deployed at CERN on a virtual machine, and DESI in Hamburg. I wanted to stress that this is the research and development project. So our resources that we use for the test bed are not, well, very good production quality, and we also share the network with our production sites. So the numbers for performance are not so interesting in its own, but it's a comparison that makes the difference. So that's how we structured the very first test bed we had. We didn't know how to deploy EOS in the beginning, so we had no experience with that. And as far as I know, we were like among the few who deployed EOS outside CERN. So we had like a very small test bed for the EOS servers just in St. Petersburg, two centers. And we have deployed just the clients on the other sides. So by clients, the user interface, I mean, we wanted to check not only like with synthetic tests, but we also wanted to run real software on the federation. And for that, we have asked to give us like the something that looks like a normal production job for Atlas and Alice. So we have like a real experiment software and also a synthetic test. We have also in the very beginning thought about the security. So the authentication, the user authentication, is based on WOMS and X509. So it's no Kerberos or there's no inter-site security. That's the extended test that we used afterwards. So that when we have already gained experience with EOS, we knew how to deploy resources. So because GNR and Kurchatov Institute are Russian tier ones. So GNR is only for CMS and Kurchatov Institute for the free experiments, Atlas Alice and LHCb. And they were capable of providing the more or less decent storage for our test bed, and all the other sites, some of them have also deployed the storage, but not that big, it's just several terabytes, because it's only a test bed. So the test methodology is as follows. We wanted to, in the very beginning, to verify that the federation scenario works at all with EOS and Dcache. Then we have chosen a set of tests, the like synthetic tests, like Boni++ was the first one we knew, and it was applicable in our scenario because EOS supports fuse mounts. So that test specifically made for local file systems, so we could use that in EOS scenario. Then we figured out that there is a very nice test bundled with EOS, in fact, which is extra distress, that is pure X-root test. Also given out performance numbers, and this is very, very nice, and we used that afterwards. And also we have specific tests for Atlas, which is just the reconstruction workflow with Athena, with that we have a, like, prepared a set of input files for that, which is several, I think it's several gigabytes large. And also for the Alice is production with root, Ali root, also the event selection mechanism. The software components is CentOS 6. Also at that time, we started CentOS 7 wasn't yet in production, and we had some troubles running EOS on it. I think nowadays it's not a problem anymore, but anyways. The storage system is EOS Aquamarine, so we use the latest version, and for Dcache it was 2.16. And as I said, authentication scheme is GSI. We also deployed on all the sites where was missing Perfsonar service, and we have measured, we have configured the all-to-all mesh for performance measurements of the network links, because as I said, first of all, all the links were shared for production loads, and some of the sites in Russia historically have complicated connections, so sometimes we couldn't tell for sure that the link between two sites was good or not, so we had to measure that. That's how it looks like. So we deployed a Matdash UI, and we basically initially we thought normalizing the results we have with network connections, and we realized it's too much of work, and it doesn't give any advantages. In fact, so what we do is that we check that for particular measurements when we do them, the network conditions are okay. So if there is a link saturated between the sites, we don't do the measurement, so that doesn't affect the results very much. In the very beginning, we started with Boni++. It was the first test we did like a year ago. So what we wanted to check is that in a federated scenario, everything, all the components work as expected, and that we have like the metadata performance only depends on the redirector or manager in EOS terms, the link between the manager and the client, and then the data stream performance doesn't depend on this link, and that worked very well. So we were convinced that we can continue, go on with our tests. And then we started a real experiment test. We immediately wanted to run the Atlas and Alice software, and that's when we had the first surprise, in fact, in results, as you can see. It turned out that different experiment software is very different in respect of optimization towards data access protocol. So Alice software and Alice root was initially probably designed for direct X-root access. So the results for Alice on our federated storage were much better with pure X-root than with fuse mounts. Atlas is completely the opposite. So for Atlas, probably because of the reading pattern of the Athena software, it was much, much faster with Fuse than with pure Xroot. And this is probably because of the cache, the local cache that Fuse causes to have on a client box. But that was apparently was very important to have a real experiment tests. What the intermediate conclusions that we have after that is that our stuff works as expected, so we can continue with extensive federated tests, and that we have discovered some issues with EOS, particularly in the synchronization between two masters, two managers, the master and slave manager, because the EOS supports redundancy of these components, so we immediately wanted to have that. And we configured one of the sites as a primary redirect, primary manager, as a second one as a secondary one. And the synchronization between them had issues in the beginning, but that was solved afterwards. Then the performance numbers we got for metadata and data transfer were okay, as we expected. And we also knew that experiment tests were very important, so we couldn't just continue with synthetic tests because the experiment tests behave very differently. And that's what matters in the very end when you use a real experiment software with a federation. Then we wanted to check the data placement policy because there was a request we had many times. We heard many times from experiments that the data, different data types have different preciousness. And in fact, for some of the data types, you want to replicate them as much as possible. You want to have secondary replicas. And the other data types like log files and stuff like that, you don't really want to replicate and you don't waste storage for more copies of this data. So the data placement policy must be defined by experiment or user community. And with EOS, we came up with three scenarios. The first one is just a random distribution of the data among the federation. So just chooses the random storage element and then stores data there. Then the second scenario is that when the data set is located as close to the client as possible, you support so-called geotags, geographic tags, and you can say which storage element is closer to which client. I think it's even more advanced in the latest version of EOS, but at the time we used just basic data, basic geotags. And the second scenario is a replication scenario. So when you have a primary replica as close as possible to the client and a secondary replica, randomly distribute them on the storage. That's the performance test we had, the data population from CERN, because that we thought this is the very common scenario, where you have a federation somewhere in like a national cloud. And initially, when you deploy the federation, you want to populate it with data. And for HAP experiments, the primary source of data is CERN. So we conducted the data population test from CERN. From that, we knew that the replication cost is less than 20%. So it's that when you have a third scenario, the second scenario here is not. It's slower, of course, because you have two replicas, but it's not very much slower. It's not two times slower than the normal population. And also the scenario one and scenario two have interesting results from CERN, because probably CERN had no very close element, in fact, because all the sites were more or less equally distant from CERN in our test. Then, here is a more extended test on a real federation, and we have these are the sites where the clients were installed. So IHAP, GNR, PNPI, CNP, Kochetov Institute, and St. Petersburg University, and these are the tests we had for the ELIS production test we had, and immediately. There is this funny result with CNP. You see that the for this particular institute, reading from remote storage, I mean from Kochetov Institute, was much faster than from the local storage. So if you deploy like a optimized federation with geotags, then you have to make sure that all the participants of this federation have very nice infrastructure. Otherwise, you end up with wrong optimization. So if you optimize for local reads for some sites, like in our case CNP, it was a bad choice. So for them, reading from remote is much faster than reading from their local disk storage system. But anyways, we thought that the results are reasonable, and in most of the cases, scenario two is more performant than the others. So when you choose the closest storage, this is faster than when you read from random remote sites. Then the synthetic placement stress test is this slide, and this is the data placement. In contrast to data population test, the distribute is slower than write to the default storage in here, because, as I said, the Kurchatov Institute provided us with very decent storage, so the write to the default storage, like a tier one, reliable one that we had, was faster than writing to the random storages around the federation. But anyways, it's not very much of a problem, because normally you populate the tier one with data, and then your local clients on the sites, so for our scenario, local clients produce the data, then write this later locally, and if this is precious data, it gets replicated afterwards. So the first experience we had with XRoot was very positive, but we attempted to basically end in there, but we had to make sure that this is not the only software we have checked for our research project. So we started with Dcache. And we have deployed Dcache on the very same infrastructure as EOS, on the very same size, on the very same hardware, to make sure that the test, we can then compare the results of the EOS performance test and the Dcache performance tests. And these are the first experience we had with Dcache. And Dcache is very different from EOS because it's completely written in Java, and they have their own implementation of all the data transfer protocols, XRoot, GridFTP, and stuff. And it turns out that the implementation of XRoot is a bit different from the one from EOS, and you can't mount, because XRoot provides the Fuse client that basically works with the XRoot implementation of pure XRoot you can find in Apple, but in Dcache, the implementation lacks some calls specific to the Fuse mounts, and you can't use Fuse anymore, so we couldn't use Boni++ tests and the like to test the mounted file system access for Dcache. But there is, in fact, a joint project between the Kurchatov Institute, GNR, and DAISY, to fix that, to extend their XRoot capabilities, and maybe make it bring it on the same level as in EOS implementation of XRoot to be able to mount them with Fuse. Then there is a lack of security between the manager and the file servers in Dcache. This is probably because Dcache was initially designed to be deployed in a single site, and for a single site, this is basically the strict security, maybe encrypted channel between the manager and the file server is just a waste of resources, because you manage all the resources, there's no untrusted network between them, and you just configure firewalls, and that's enough for you. But for the federated scenario, that was a very strong point of EOS. For the federated scenario, it just worked out of the box with authentication and stuff. And with Dcache, it does work like that. They have proposed a solution, which is essentially a secure channel, like a separate software, a secure channel you can establish between the manager and the file server. But there is an effort of incorporating that in Dcache distribution so that this is kind of automatic. And also the Dcache doesn't support the multi-head, so multiple managers, and sync between them, but you still can replicate the database, or there's some kind of redundancy you can achieve even with Dcache. So that's the performance comparison we conducted with EOS and Dcache. There is a strange peak for PNPI, which is very fast EOS access. Probably all the gate were in cache, something like that. But in all the other sites, we see that the performance is on par between EOS and Dcache, so you can't tell if one is much faster than the other, or one is more suitable for federated storage than the other. So far, there is a performance difference, but not very much important for our tests. And so the conclusion that you can have both Dcache and EOS deployed in federation, on sites with not so good links between them, and they work reasonably well. Then we conducted an Atlas test with EOSH and Dcache. So this is the production test with the Atlas software, and you see that once again, this is because the fuse access for Atlas works much faster than the DirectX route. So this is seconds. So this is much slower than the local read when you run local with local just local files and with XRoot. But still, you see that Dcache, the deviation for Dcache tests is much higher. So EOS is very, very stable in performance, gives a very stable performance. And for Dcache, it goes up and down, but in the mean value, you basically get almost the same performance as EOS. So still, this is something we have to work with, probably with Dcache developers. But still, both solutions are well suitable for the federated scenario. And the summary is that we have set up a working prototype for federated storage. We have more or less complete the EOS tests on our infrastructure, but the Dcache tests are ongoing. We still yet have to to configure the security and solve all the issues we had with Dcache in the very beginning, partially because we had no experience in the beginning, but we have very nice support from Dcache's development team, so we're happy about that. And basically, I want to thank everyone who's involved in the project and provide support. Thank you so much.
And let's thank Andre. I think we have time for a couple questions.
You said Dcache doesn't support multiple managers. It does. It has HA support for everything now in version 3.
So I know the latest.
You probably tested some older versions.
Yeah, we will. That's okay. True. That, as I said before, we wanted to stick. We were recommended to use, in fact, by Dcache developers the version 2.16, and all the fancy features like the extended reliability of the managers is supported in the next version. So we'll probably shift to that version later in the test. As I said, the Dcache tests are not finished yet.
Another interesting thing is your mention of the security of Dcache. The tier one in Russia ran for quite some time the Dcache there with no security at all.
Yes.
I hope it's been fixed, given that it's 1.5 years since somebody contacted you and told you that you should perhaps firewall this. Otherwise, anybody can connect an admin shell to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yes,
you're
but
right.
you should read the manual on how to firewall.
Yeah, you're right.
Other questions, comments?
So since you find this result for the Atlas software, did you give them feedback back to their software coordination part? Since apparently their software is much faster on the fuse rather than on the remote.
Yeah, this is the question I get a lot. Not yet, because this is more complicated. We had involved some experts from Atlas software. It wasn't obvious of what is going on in respect to like the slow read over XRoot. So we're working with that. I think we will. We definitely will continue to negotiate that with the Atlas developers to make that things work faster in this scenario.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, let's thank Andre again.
Thank you.